Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with...
Michael Lumpkin, Director of AFI Docs.
Now, remind us how many years you guys have been at it, because for a while it was called Silver Docs, and I think it switched over to AFI Docs, what, last year?
No, two years ago. This will be the third year of AFI Docs, and this is the 13th festival.
Gotcha. What all do we have on tap here? I know last year, you guys were awesome enough to let me do the, final night, closing Q&A with Steve James and, Roger Ebert's, childhood friend. What's the big closing event this year?
Oh, well, closing, AFI Docs this year is a great documentary about the fabulous singer Mavis Staples.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a really, really fun film, and a great film to close out this year's AFI Docs.
What's the other bookend? What's the opening night?
Opening is Best of Enemies. This is the new film by Morgan Neville and Robert Gordon. Morgan won the Oscar for 20 Feet from Stardom, as you may recall. And this is his latest film, which he also made with Robert Gordon. And it's about the infamous debates in 1968 during the Republican and Democratic National Conventions between Gorbachev and William F. Buckley Jr.
Mm-hmm. Well, will he be here for the opening night?
Morgan, yeah.
The filmmaker, yeah.
Yeah. Both filmmakers will be there, and we'll have some special guest as well.
See, you get a chance to come out and see an Oscar-winning documentary filmmaker on the first night of the festival.
Yeah, and it's a really, really fun film. It was, I kind of vaguely remember watching this on television when I was a teenager, and to kind of see it all, you know, kind of unfold again on the big screen is great.
Now, we're speaking to you. You're in L.A. right now, right?
Currently, I'm in L.A., yes.
Okay. Explain why, obviously we have a bunch of D.C. area listeners. Explain why you guys way back when chose this area for, you know, your documentary festival. I mean, it's probably the biggest doc festival in the country that I know of.
Yeah, AFI was the American Film Institute was created in Washington actually 50 years ago this year, and was based in Washington D.C. for many years, and then relocated to Los Angeles, and so the festival, which is started at the AFI Silver Theater in Silver Spring, Maryland, is really 13 years ago, the organization, was looking at starting a documentary film festival, and the Washington area seemed like a great place to do it. And I think the kind of history of the festival and what it's become, I think, proved that correct, that Washington is a great great town for documentary films.
Why do you think that is? Just because of, the hotbed of, you got Nat Geo, Discovery, and just the politically minded culture here? Or why do you think that is?
I think those reasons. I think, there is a great deal of nonfiction documentary production that goes on in D.C. through the companies you mentioned. And I also think that, Washington is really kind of demographically one of the smartest parts of the country, if not the smartest.
Not everyone, but yeah, relatively.
And so I think that it's a very well-educated, well-informed population, and I also think that is a great alignment with documentary film. So I think that is another reason why the festival and documentaries are kind of so popular in the D.C. area.
Now, I know every year, at least past years, I know you kind of have almost your version of a lifetime achievement type thing where you have like a little symposium. I think I went to one with Errol Morris at the National Archives a couple years ago. Who's it this year?
That's the Guggenheim Symposium. And this year we are honoring Stanley Nelson, an African-American documentary filmmaker that has made a number of great documentaries, and this year we're showing his latest, which is Black Panther's Vanguard of the Revolution. P.S. Stanley has been kind of the chief documentary filmmaker that's looked back at different aspects of the civil rights movement and African American history, and has done just incredible work over the years to inform, you know, the American public and the world about that rich history.
Absolutely. Will he be here in person?
Yes, he'll be here. He'll be here for the Guggenheim Symposium and here for our screenings of Black Panthers.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I mean, it's a chance for people to come out and actually brush elbows with some really famous, important filmmakers. What between the two bookends you mentioned and the symposium, what are some of the other films that I know the correct answer is you come see them all, but you know, give us a couple highlights.
Yeah, so I think, you know, some of the highlights that I think really are going to be really, really, you know, speak to DC audiences, and of course everyone will, but some of those are Requiem for the American Dream, which is a documentary with Noam Chomsky and him getting into the issues about income inequality.
Nice.
Which is, you know, a very present topic being discussed in the country and around the world, and certainly in Washington.
With a clever title allusion to Darren Aronofsky, but yes.
And then, you know, The Three Hikers, which is a very interesting documentary about the three hikers, American hikers, who were hiking in Iraq and inadvertently crossed the border over into Iran and were jailed for a long period of time. And that's a kind of a very detailed and interesting documentary about that incident and kind of, you know, what it took, the efforts to have them freed. Some other films, we have a great film on education titled Most Likely to Succeed. We have Barbara Kopple's new film, Hot Type, which looks at the 150-year history of The Nation magazine. Also, Alex Gibney's new film, a great documentary on Steve Jobs, which is just really fascinating. And a lot of fun films too. There's Drunk, Stone, Brilliant, Dead, which is about the National Lampoon. It's kind of a hilarious documentary, very funny about that, the creation and history of that publication.
That sounds like a fun little slate. What are the venues this year?
We're at the Landmark East Street in downtown DC. Our other downtown venues are the Naval Heritage Theater. We have opening night and a second screening on Thursday at the Newseum. And we also have screenings at the National Portrait Gallery. We have a special screening at the Regal Cinemas Gallery Place. And then, of course, the fabulous AFI Silver Theater in Silver Spring.
Where it all began.
Yeah.
How many years have you been at it as director of the festival?
6 months. This is my first one.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How did that transition take place?
Well, I previously was with the International Documentary Association here in Los Angeles, and that's a nonprofit organization that supports documentary filmmakers, and that was my immersion into the documentary world, and I've always been interested in documentaries and documentary film. And, you know, and AFI, the American Film Institute, is an organization that I've always been interested in and in awe of. They do a lot of great work, and so the opportunity presented itself, and I jumped at it.
Nice. Now, do you have any? I know you're just taking over, but I know you. I'm sure you have your hands on some stats and figures for us. Do you know how many people actually came last year?
Our attendance was around 11,000 last year.
Nice. And any ideas of any projections for this year?
I'm going to say between 15,000 and 20,000.
Nice. Well, always got to project upward, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm planning on.
Awesome. Well, I mean, just I guess, you know, just wrapping up here a little bit, if one of our listeners, I mean, you and I have been to a million film festivals, but if any of our listeners have never, let's say they've never been to one of these suckers, what can they expect? I mean, can they buy a pass for the whole thing? Can they, you know, buy for individual screenings? You know, explain that stuff.
Yeah, both options. There are individual tickets available. You can buy those in advance. Just go to AFI.com and you can see the whole schedule there and read about all the films and buy tickets. And again, there's also passes. I mean, the one of the problems with a film festival is that you have a lot of choices. You know, films generally screen twice. Most films screen twice, but you have to make some hard choices of kind of what film you're going to see, and that's where a pass kind of picks, or I guess really delays that guesswork. You have to decide where you're going, but you don't have to decide in advance. You have a pass, you can, you know, kind of walk into any screening at your leisure, you know, if you have a pass. So that's just kind of like, get the pass, you don't have to worry about it until you're ready to go see a film.
Awesome.
And you know, and then there's our app that you can download. You can click to that through our site, and that puts the whole festival, you know, on your phone.
How long have you had an app? Is this new?
I think it might be the first year. I don't know. I'm new.
Everything's new for you.
Yes.
All right. Well, we can look up when the app started, but that's yeah. Really cool. Awesome. Well, thanks again for joining us on WTOP. If you guys are listening, come on out to AFI Docs. Give us the dates again.
June 17th through the 21st.
Awesome. Sounds great. All right. Thanks again for coming on. That's Michael Lumpkin, director of AFI Docs on WTOP.